You're listening to SBS News.
Some 200 foreigners, including Americans, have left Afghanistan on a commercial flight out of Kabul. It is the first such large-scale departure flight from Hamid Karzai International Airport since United States and other forces completed withdrawal last month. The Qatar Airways flight has arrived at Doha, with US citizens and green card holders, Germans, Hungarians and Canadians aboard. US State Department spokesman Ned Price says Taliban officials helped facilitate the departure.
We welcome the Taliban's cooperation in facilitating this flight as part of their commitment to allow those with travel documents to leave if they so choose. Our team in Doha and the Special Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation, Ambassador Khalilzad, have stressed with Taliban officials that additional steps such as these will be well received by the international community. We certainly hope and we certainly expect there will be additional opportunities for Americans and others to whom we have that commitment to depart Afghanistan if they so choose, using this and potentially other means as well.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Joe Biden welcomed the news and hopes commercial travel can resume.
We are here to celebrate the return of American citizens who wanted to leave Afghanistan, of legal permanent residents. And in order to get those people out, we had to work with some members of the Taliban to press them and to work in a business-like manner to get them out.
Qatari envoy Mutlaq bin Majid al-Qahtani says another 200 passengers will leave Afghanistan on Friday. Qatari Foreign Minister Mohammed bin Abdulrahman al-Thani urged further positive cooperation from the Taliban.
Especially today, to thank Taliban for getting the airport also operationalizing for passengers, as we managed to fly the first plane with passengers just an hour ago, and we thank them for their cooperation. And this is actually what we are expecting from Taliban, to see these positive statements demonstrated in actions.
It comes as Pakistan's foreign minister urged the world community not to take steps that risk an economic collapse in Afghanistan. Shah Mahmood Qureshi urged the international community to unfreeze Afghanistan's assets to enable Kabul use its own money to avert a worsening humanitarian crisis. Mr. Qureshi also issued a warning to the newly established Taliban government in Afghanistan.
Obviously, the world is watching, and they are looking at the conduct of the new political setup. You know, will they live up to what they have said? Will they implement the pronouncements they have made? There's waiting and there's watching, and that's understandable.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.